This is a collections area for the anatomical section of the National Museum of Health and Medicine.
And just 5 meters or so from your desk, there's a drawer, and you're just about to open it. Inside is this chimpanzee that I've come to see.
Right. These are the remains of Ham. And Ham was a chimpanzee number 5 who was sent into space in 1961. And his remains came here. They were originally as a project of the Navy, I believe. And after the successful space launch, he was put in the Smithsonian Zoo for a number of years and subsequently loaned to a museum in North Carolina some 20 or so years later. And after his death, he still technically was property of the Navy. And the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology, being a pathology institute for the military and having Navy, Army, Air Force pathologists here, was the place where they decided to do the autopsy,
yeah,
just to look and see if there's any long-term effects of spaceflight that he might have shown. And there were none. And after the autopsy, he was, the remains stayed here under the AFIP number, which is just an accession number that all the specimens that come through here, come through the institute, get labeled. His is 1,800,771,496. And so he came through the veterinary pathology department, I believe, and I think some Smithsonian pathologists were present.
So he'd have been also. The autopsy would have been somewhere in this building.
It could have been here. It could have been at the Smithsonian. I don't know exactly where it was, but when it came here, there were Smithsonian vet path people and AFIP vet path people were present.
Now, not all of him is here. Just a skeleton. So
I believe the rest was buried.
Yeah. So cleaning up these bones, then how does that happen?
This one went to the Smithsonian. They have a dermestid colony, which is a type of beetle that likes to eat dried dead tissue. You can still see, if you look into the little foramina in the bone, you can see places where the larvae pupated.
And those three bits, what do we call those anatomically? These just the sort of pelvic?
Yeah, this is the, it's the innominate bone, or it's also called the os coxa.
Right, now they went off a casting about a decade ago. You can see some of the casting wax on them.
You can see a little seam where the casting wax was.
So you can now buy a cast of Ham's pelvis bone for $160.
Yeah, was it? Today's prices. I don't know how much they originally were.
Well, thanks very, very much for showing me that.
Oh, certainly. My pleasure.